I figured since I've read about 500 books, it might be of benefit for me to share with you which I think are in the top 10 or 20 of those books. So welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, where I'm going to talk about some of my favorite books. Well, not some of my favorite books. I'm going to talk about a specific book that I think is absolutely fantastic. Now, if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, do sign up for my newsletter. I send out a weekly little written piece and I keep you abreast of what I've got going on. So do sign up for that if you haven't, and subscribe to these channels, whichever channel you're listening to. And thank you so much for joining me for this beautiful morning. And I'm coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and it's a little bit greyish out there, but beautiful breeze coming through. It's a beautiful time of the year here. So I hope it's beautiful wherever you are on this beautiful planet. So the book I want to talk about today, and I'm trying to think when I first read this book, maybe 10 years ago, 10 years plus, something like that. But it's an absolutely fantastic book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I hope I haven't butchered his name too badly. Such a simple book, but such a profound book. So the books I want to share with you are the books that actually I think are the most impactful. And this is based on, you know, my 52 years on the planet, 20 years plus, maybe 22 years in this personal development space, and 14 years of coaching. And this book that I'm going to talk about and recommend for you, The Four Agreements, you could almost take this book, follow the philosophies of these four agreements, and do a huge shift on your life, or certainly put your life in a trajectory of all the things we want to talk about here in the Life Masterclass, like raising our level of awareness, consciousness, joy, fun, abundance, anything else that you want to add to that plethora of things. So here's the four agreements, and obviously the book goes into greater detail. The book's only about this thick, so it's not a huge read. It's not a cumbersome read, and if you're pretty new to the personal development space, or if you just haven't read this book, strongly, strongly recommend it. So I'm going to look down at my notes just to make sure I don't word mash these things. And the first one is be impeccable with your words. So I wanted to make sure that I am impeccable with my words when I read these four agreements, to make sure I honor the author that's come up with them. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. So again, these, you know, are quite self-evident once you listen to them. And, you know, you could just listen to them now and say, yeah, okay, I've got them and off. One of the great things about reading a book is it allows it to go deeper. It immerses things. Because you've got to create things in your brain, you're not having it sort of driven to you. You're creating these images in your brain and you're seeing how they interface in real time, in your real world, in your life. So the first one about be impeccable with your word. The few things they've got there as dot points: speak with integrity, say only what you mean, avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others, and use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. So again, like, you know, being very intentional about this thing called language, these things called words. And when I'm working with my clients as well, I'm very, very particular about the words they use, because I know there's different words that have different emotional triggers which create a reactive response. And if I just flipped out those words, I would have a different emotional experience. So again, the more we are in integrity and we're more careful and paying more attention and more impeccable about how we use those words, the better they're going to serve us as far as what's happening to us emotionally. And certainly in communication, we're going to get different results based on the quality of the words that we choose and how we deliver those. Don't take anything personally. Now, this could apply for every single one as well as yours truly. If you go through and navigate your way through life without taking things personally, you're probably going to be disrupted about 60 to 70 to 80 to 90% less of the time, because so much of what disrupts us is us taking on personal meaning to someone who's, you know, saying whatever or going through whatever issues, throwing something our way. The other points I've said is nothing others do is because of you. It makes sense. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. So again, realizing it's someone else's thing, and it's not necessarily about us. When you're immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. So it makes a whole heap of sense there. I'm just picking up my notes here so they're closer to me. So, pardon me. So again, a great philosophy to integrate into your life. How can I take things a little less personally? And again, going into the book, there'll be different things in there that will sort of resonate for you and give you different ideas and options for how you might navigate your way through life and how you might go about reducing the impact of others' opinions on yourself and not taking those things personally. The third one, don't make assumptions. Now, I've written a book, Decision Making Mastery, and one of the key pieces to making good quality decisions, which determines the outcome and destiny of your life, you want to be a co-creator in your life. If I'm making a decision based on assumptions, my decision hasn't been established on solid ground. So facts are solid ground that we build things on. If we're building them on assumptions, it's a bit rickety. Let's see what Don Miguel has said about this. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. So again, transform your life. And from my perspective, it's in that decision-making space. If I don't make assumptions and I get as close to fact as always, whether I'm making a decision or whether I'm having some communication with someone, if I don't base things on assumptions and I get into the facts, I'm more likely to have a reality-to-reality conversation. That's certainly going to shape my life experience, no doubt. And the last one, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So again, that idea of always doing your best. So this idea of, and you know, I work with a lot of clients, issues around perfectionism. And I sort of say, don't aim for perfectionism, aim for doing something great. And this sort of ties in and aligns with that, always do your best. So sometimes your best is up here and sometimes your best is down there. It's acknowledging, recognizing that we do go through, you know, fluctuations in our energy level, our vitality level. So what's the best I can do in this moment, feeling how I'm feeling with the resources I've got, with the time that I've got, you know, bringing that into it. And again, you know, not judging self because you might have less time, you might have less resources, you might have less energy. It's okay to do it at this level. There's a great saying about dare to suck. And it's the idea that, you know, it's okay for something to be done at a poor level rather than not done at all. So being okay, do your best in the moment. So there you go. I don't want to go too much more into this, content of this book, because I would strongly encourage you, and I do hope that you actually grab a copy of this book, The Four Agreements. It really is a fantastic book. And again, those four agreements: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and the last one was always do your best. So I hope you got something out of that. And again, I hope you go off to a bookshop or however you get your reading material. I hope you check out a copy of that. Maybe you listen to audiobooks. But again, the philosophies in this, if you did these four things and nothing else in your life would be super awesome. It would certainly bring it back into alignment, back on course, if you're off course slightly. So there you go. Check out that book. Make sure you sign up to my newsletter. We'll make sure. If you would like to sign up for my newsletter to get weekly emails from me and like little tidbits, do check that out. In the show notes below, you'll find the details there. So I hope that you're having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best and take care.